Hallelujah, in the name of Christ, we commence our sharing on counseling.
奉主圣名，我们在这里来分享一下辅导的经验。
So during this class, we have about an hour and 45 minutes.
我们这一节课有一个小时又四十五分钟。
I will speak about 45 minutes and then leave 1 hour for group discussion.
所以前四十五分钟我会跟大家分享一些经验，然后接下来一个小时会留给大家讨论的时间。
If you look at the outline for counseling.
我们如果来看一下我们拿到的讲义
You can see there's many verses in the Bible that they mention the word counseling.
我们可以发现在圣经上面有非常多的章节提到了辅导这个字
Counselors are counsel.
就是辅导或者是帮助的人
Because counseling is such a big important part for spiritual growth.
因为在我们灵性上面发展有辅导是很重要的事情
But we must counsel in the right way.
但是我们在辅导的时候一定要是用正确的方式来做。
Because bad counseling will lead to bad behavior.
因为如果我们辅导方式错误的话我们就会造成错误的行为。
And bad behavior will lead to bad outcome.
而错误的行为就会造成错误的结果。
So that's why counseling, biblical counseling is very important.To our spiritual growth.
所以对我们来讲在灵性上面成长靠着圣经上面的辅导是非常重要的
So before we can talk about counseling we need to talk about the problems of man
在我们来讨论辅导之前我们来讨论一下人身上所遇到问题
So what are the problems of man?
到底我们人的在生活上在身上会遇到什么样的问题呢
For example if Uncle Sam come to see me for counseling
我举个例子，如果Uncle Sam 来找我，叫我来跟他辅导。
I'm not saying that you have a problem, right?
我并不是指他。
So if Uncle Sam come to me for counseling, what is the first thing I must do?
当他来找我说需要我的辅导的时候，我第一件要做的事情是什么呢
？What the first thing I must do?
我应该第一件事要做的是什么
？What's that? Listen, okay. What else?
就是要听他讲，还有呢？
So the first time come to see me, what is the first thing I must do? What is my goal when I'm talking to him?
当他来找我的时候，找我来谈话的时候，我第一件事情要做的是什么？我要达到的目标是什么
？Yes, diagnose the problems. That's the main goal we must be able to complete first before we can go on.
就是要了解他遇到问题到底是什么。
So in other words, when we talk about men or human beings,
所以当我们在跟人谈话的时候
We must understand their problems first before we can give them a solution.
我们一定要先了解他们遇到问题到底是什么我们才能帮他一起来想解决之道。
So what are the problems of man?
所以到底人身上遇到的问题是哪一些呢
What are the problems of man?
有哪一些问题我们会遇到
Yes, the main part, the problems of man are sin.
最主要人身上会遇到问题很多是来自罪
Because sin is the basis of human problems
因为罪是所有问题的开端
So this means every difficulty, every situation, every problems that man has because of their sin
所以我们可以结论说所有人所身上遇到困难 所遇到的问题都是来自罪
It's very rare when a person has problem when they have good relationship with God
我们很少会遇到有情况是这个人跟神的关系是完美的但是他却遇到生活上面问题
It's very rare a righteous person will have great problems if they are righteous in front of God
我们很难说遇到有一个人他在神的面前是可以称为义的人他做的事情都是正确的但是他身上却遇到很大的困难
But of course there's always exception
但当然这个世界上总是有例外的事情
Just like Job
就像约伯
But Job, no one is like him on the face of the earth.
在约伯在世界上没有一个人能比得上约伯
Because he suffered because God count him to be upright, blameless, shun even in one who fear God.
他虽然是一个完全的正直人，但是他身上遇到了苦难
And just like our Lord Jesus Christ,
就像我们的主耶稣基督
he suffered because of mankind.
他为了我们所受苦。
He suffered because of our sin.
他受的苦是因为我们身上的罪。
But it's very few people who suffer because of their righteousness.
但是很少很少人会因为他身上行义，所以他受到苦难。
Let's go book of Romans chapter 7.
我们来看一下罗马书的第七章。
Of course, there's so many verses in the Bible that we can share, but when we talk about counseling, you can spend 10-20 hours on this topic, but because we have only 1 hour, so we can just choose and pick which one is more appropriate for us. That's all we can do.
在圣经上面有很多听到辅导的道理，但是因为我们只有一个小时的时间，所以我们就要比较小心的选我们要谈的东西。我们来看一下罗马书第七章。
If we look at the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们来看一下耶稣所做的事情。
It took him 3 years to counsel his 12 disciples.
他用了三年的时间来辅导他所带的十二个使徒。
And we even with these 3 years, they still cannot understand until they receive the Holy Spirit.
虽然他们花了三年的时间接受了耶稣的辅导，但是他们还是不能完全了解耶稣在做的事情，直到圣灵降到他们身上。
If we read Romans chapter 7 verse 24,
我们看一下罗马书的第七章二十四节。
Paul concluded that he said, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
保罗在这里说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？”
Of course, we know this passage very well.
我们大家都很熟悉这一段圣经节。
Because Paul said, "The good thing I want to do, that I cannot do."
因为在这里，保罗说：“我想做的善，我做不出来。”
But the bad things that I don't want to do, that I do.
我不想做的恶，我却一直在做。
Because of this, he knows that the sin that's dwelling in him is the problem for him and also for mankind.
所以他知道，因为我们身上所带有的原罪，让我们身上很难做出我们想要做的善。
So that's why when people come to us for counseling,
所以当有人来跟我们想跟我们找我们的辅导的时候
，Yes, maybe outwardly we feel that they have family problems.
也许从表面上来看，他们也许是遇到家庭上面一些问题。
Maybe outwardly we see they have financial problems.
也许在表面看起来，他遇到问题是跟财务上面有关。
Even we see they have some kind of emotional problem.
也许我们看到的是他在情绪上面、管理上面遇到一些问题。
But the root of these problems, actually in reality, their relationship with God.
但所有这些问题其实都来自他们跟神的关系。
And for myself also.
对我自己而言也是。
I realize sometimes when I feel sad,
我发现有的时候我觉得很难过的时候
，or I'm not in a good mood,
或者我的心情很不好的时候
，then when I reflect back, why am I feeling the way I feel? Then I realize I have sinned against God, and something in the past, like a few days.
但如果我仔细思考一下，为什么我会这么难过、这么生气的时候，常常我会发现，也许前几天我才做了得罪神的事情。
But the time that I feel very joyful.
当我觉得心中很喜乐的时候
And I realize that everything that according to God's will I have done because of this my heart is fulfilled
当我感到心中很喜乐的时候我发现就是因为我的生活跟完全是遵照神的旨意在行
So in other words when members come to us for counseling
所以很多时候当信徒来跟我们来聊这些事的时候
One reason or another their relationship with God had been deteriorating
很多时候是他们跟神的关系上面出了一些问题。
And because of this problem have arise in their family in their life.
因为他们跟神的关系有了问题，所以他们家庭生活就会有一些问题出现。
And then if we know this, then it's very easy for us to be able to give them solution.
如果我们能了解这一点的话，那我们给他们的辅导就会是正确的。
And we know human also affected by sinful and fleshly desire.
而我们也知道，人都会被我们心中的情欲和我们的身上所带有的罪来影响。
Yes, even though we're born again in the spirit.
虽然我们是在灵里面被神所拣选的人
But we still live in the flesh.
但是我们肉体仍然是带有罪的
So because of this, the sinful desire and the flesh desire always going to be within us.
所以在我们肉体里面所带来的罪性和我们的情欲还是留在我们身上
Then it's very hard for us to change.
所以那些东西是我们没有办法改变的
So this is the problems of all mankind.
所以这是每一个人都会遇到的问题
including the chosen one of God.
即使我们是被神拣选的我们还是会遇到这样的问题
There's a story about the scorpion、
有一个故事是讲到蝎子的故事
The scorpion he went across the river
有一个蝎子他需要过河
But he's too small
但他太小
But he saw Mr. Fox standing next to him
他看到旁边有一只青蛙
And he said to Mr. Fox Mr. Fox can you take me across the river
所以他就说青蛙先生你可不可以载我过去过这条河
But Mr. Fox told the scorpion If I take you and put you on my back You will sting me and then I will die
那这个青蛙就跟他讲说如果我背着你在我的背上的话走到一半的时候你会蛰我然后我就会死掉
Then the scorpion said to Mr. Fox
那这个蝎子就跟这个青蛙说
I wouldn't do that.
我不会这样做的。
If I do that, then I will die, and you not only you die, I also will die.
他说因为如果在河中间我做这件事的话你死掉了我也活不了。
So of course, and then Mr. Fox thought about this, realized, wow, the scorpion is right.
然后这个青蛙他想一想就觉得他讲的没有错因为我死掉的话他也会死掉。
So Mr. Fox put the scorpion on his back.
所以青蛙就真的背着这个蝎子准备过河。
And halfway across the river.
当他们过到河的中央的时候
he feel a sting in his back.
大家就觉得他的背上有一阵刺痛。
Mr. Fox looked at Mr. Scorpion.
所以这个青蛙就对这个蝎子说。
And he said, "Why did you do that?"
他说你怎么还是蛰我了呢
？And he said, "I can't help it in my nature."
然后这个蝎子就说我没有办法，因为这是我的天性。
This truly paints the picture of human nature.
这个故事告诉我们说，就像我们就像这个蝎子一样有天性。
The scorpion, if you pick him up, he will sting you right away. That is in his nature.
蝎子的天性就是他只要人家把他跟他有接触他就要蜇人。
Human being, when we are born, we are born into sin.
同样的我们人类也是带有我们的罪性所生下来的。
And look at the beginning when God created Adam and Eve.
我们看一看当神他在创造亚当夏娃的时候。
They live in a beautiful garden.
他们住在美丽的伊甸园里面。
When Adam saw Eve, he said, "Bones, my bones, and flesh, my flesh."
当亚当看到夏娃的时候，他说他是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
And they hear the voice of God in the cool of the day.
他们在园中可以听到神亲自跟他们讲话。
This was perfect.
这是一个完美的世
界。But the minute they sin against God,
但是当他们犯罪的时候
，sin came into the world.
这个罪就经由他们进到了这个世界。
And everyone who born of a woman born into sin.
所以任何人是从女人所出生的都带着罪性。
And after Adam and Eve sinned against God, he said to God, "The woman you given to me, by she the cause of the problems."
当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，亚当就跟神说是夏娃造成我犯罪的。
You can see when their relationship with God deteriorated. This means sin is inside the heart. Because of this, they have problems with one another.
所以我们看得出来，当亚当他自己的关系跟神的关系出现问题的时候，出现破裂的时候，他和夏娃之间的问题也出现了。
And human behavior is derivative in spirit, soul, and body. This means our being it consists of three things.
我们也可以说人的行为其实是三样东西来决定的，是我们的灵，是我们的魂，也是我们的肉体。
So we don't understand this concept, but then it's very difficult to counsel anyone.
如果我们不能了解这一点的话，我们在辅导人家上面就会非常困难。
For example, if Uncle Sam come to see me for counseling,
再举一次例子，就是说如果Uncle Sam 来到我面前想要跟我
Then he tell me he been drinking.
然后他跟我讲说他有酗酒的问题。
And he cannot stop drinking.
然后他说他没有办法停止不喝酒。
Of course, as a counselor, if you don't know the Bible, we will counsel him. You must, first start drink less and less.
如果我们
start to drink alcohol, yes, less and less. If we would give him that kind of advice.
我们如果了解的话，我们就会跟他讲要试着如果不了解圣经的话，就会教他说：“你就试着少喝一点。”
Why? Because you cannot stop right away, right? If you stop right away, your body go to a withdrawal, and then maybe you become suicidal, right? That's the main focus.
因为如果你不是用循序渐进的方式慢慢让他停止喝酒的话，也可能他马上一停止喝酒就会肉体上出一些问题。
So the main problem is not because his body cannot overcome, right, the craving of alcohol.
有这种想法是因为认为说肉体没有办法停止说想要对酒精的这种需要。
Maybe ask him, why do you drink?
也许你就会问他说你为什么要喝酒呢？
Because my wife have left me. My wife have left me.
也许他会回答说因为我太太遗弃我。
And my children have abandoned me.
我的小孩也不要我了。
So this means in his soul, he cannot be fulfilled. That's why he drinks.
那我们就可以看得出来，其实他真正不满足不是他的肉体，而是他的灵魂。
And maybe almost every counselors out there, when they do this kind of counseling, they will stop right here.
那很多人也许在做辅导的时候听到这里就没有办法再继续下去。
But from the biblical point of view,
但是如果我们从圣经的道理来看的话
，we must look at his spirituality.
我们就要来看他的灵性。
Because the spirit is the most important things to overcome the soul and the body.
因为我们知道灵性是最重要的一环，他能解决的问题，能解决肉体，也能解决灵魂上面的问题。
Yes, even his wife left him.
也许他的太太真的抛弃他了。
Even though his children abandoned him.
也许他孩子也不要他了。
But there's no reason for him to drink.
但是这些理由并不能造成他要喝酒。
If he has God inside his life.
如果神在他的心目中，在他的生活中。
And spiritually he's fulfilled.
如果他在灵性上面是满足的。
But many people do counseling the world, they not consider this.
但很多人他们在做辅导工作的时候忘了这一点。
So because of this, anyone who has problems, their problems will continue for the rest of their lives.
所以当这些人来跟你谈他的问题的时候，你没有办法好好的辅导他，所以他的问题就会一直持久在那里。
When I work as a counselor.
当我的工作是一个辅导工作的人的时候
，Some people who are treated for major depression，
我有遇过有很严重的忧郁症的人
，for 6-7 years，
也有些人他们有忧郁症超过6年或7-8年以上
，and they're still the same，
但他们这么多年的时间，他们没办法改变。
No matter what I try to do and any kind of intervention that I do with them， they're always going to feel exactly the same。
不管我用什么方法跟他们谈，不管我用什么方法想要帮助他们，他们最后还是感觉是一样的。
Because the big part of their problem is their relationship with God.
因为最主要的问题就出在他们跟神的关系。
So when we do biblical counseling,
所以当我们是照着圣经的道理来做辅导的时候
，Never neglect the spiritual part.
我们不要，绝对不要忽略了最重要灵性的这一部分。
I have to say, almost every brother and sister who come to me and seek for counseling.Over 95%, the problem is the spirituality.
几乎所有来跟我谈的人 ,95% 以上的人来跟我谈都是因为他们跟神的他们的灵性上面有一些问题。
If we know this, then we know the solution.
如果你知道这是问题的根源的话，你就知道怎么样解决。
In reality, biblical counseling is very easily.
以实际上来讲，其实要照着圣经的方法来做辅导是一件比较容易的事情。
Because if they have this problem because of relationship with God, so our main goal is to restore them back to where they used to be with God, and that's it. Then after we do that, everything will be fine.
因为我们知道他们问题的根源就是他们跟神的关系已经出现问题了，所以我们要做的方法，我们解决之道也是把他们再带回神的面前就可以解决了。
Because the solution of all mankind.Is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为解决人的问题最简单的方法就是经过我们主耶稣基督。
That's why in Romans chapter 7 verse 25.
我们来看一下罗马书的7:25.
Paul concluded, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
所以在这里保罗做了一个结论，就说感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督我就能脱离了罪。这样看来我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Our fleshly desire always going to be there.
我们肉体上面所带的罪性一直会在那里。
But one point, we need to be strong mentally.
但是在我们的心智上面，我们要很清楚的了解一件事情。
Because for sure, the mind control the body.
因为我们知道，我们的意志来决定我们的肉体。
If we have the mind of Christ,
如果我们的意志是跟着神的旨意来行的话。
Easy for us to overcome the fleshly desire.
我们就可以克服我们肉体上面的罪性。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is also the solution.
我们也知道圣灵也是我们的解决之道。
Like I shared with you before.
就像我以前跟你们谈过。
When my wife and I want to argue, we have some differences.
有的时候，我和我的太太难免会有一些争执。
If we can just get the opportunity to kneel down and pray, and after a prayer, for sure, God resolved the problems already.
但是只要我们愿意一起跪下来祷告，我们祷告完这些问题都不存在了。
But a lot of time we take these kind of things very lightly.
但有的时候我们会忽略了这些事情。
We feel that if we, if we pray in the spirit, maybe it doesn't help.
有的时候我们会觉得说跪下来祷告并不能解决这个问题。
I remember one time a brother was testifying to me.
我记得有一次有一个弟兄来跟我分享。
And his brother had a fiance.
这个弟兄他有一个未婚妻。
Whatever happened, they end up being alone together. They end up being alone together in a room.
然后有一次有一次机会，他们两个单独在一室相处。
Another time, he just feel have no self control.
那他就发现他没有什么自制力。
And of course, he did not want to follow his fleshly desire.
他不想要让他肉体上面的肉欲来控制他。
But as he struggled with his flesh.
但是当他想要克服他肉体上面的情欲的时候
right then, then he kneeled down and prayed.
他就跪下来祷告。
And he said when he kneeled down and prayed, feel a power came over him and prayed myself do all his fleshly desire.
所以当他跪下来祷告的时候，他就感觉到从上面来的力量来帮助他控制他肉体的情欲。
Then because of the Holy Spirit, he could just walk out of the room without committing sin against God.
而他靠着圣灵的力量，他就可以没有做任何错事的离开了那个房间。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵所带来的力量。
So any problems we have, any things that we have at all, concerning one another, relationship, family, we just pray to God, God will resolve everything.
所以我们身上遇到所有问题，不管是我们人际关系上面问题或家庭所遇到问题，只要我们到神的面前修补跟他的关系，这些问题都会解决。
So we as the workers of God,
我们作为神的工人，
we must have this kind of faith,
我们要有这样子的信心。
That if they, the members pray for their situation, if we pray for the members for their situation, the Holy Spirit will take care of them.
我们要有这样的信心，是不管我们的弟兄姐妹他们遇到问题是什么，只要我们愿意帮他们祷告，圣灵会帮助他们解决这些问题的。
I'm sorry, I'm not going to have time to go to every verses, because if you have time, just look at yourself.
我们今天可能没有时间一章一章的来念，可是你们有时间的时候可以照着这上面去翻圣经上的道理。
And the third solution is the word of God.
第三个解决之道就是神的道。
Many members who testify when they have problems or have difficult situation, they open the Bible and God speak to them through His word.
很多人有很多的见证，说到他们当他们生活上遇到很大的困难解决不了的时候，他们翻开圣经，神的话来教导他们要怎么做。
Actually, if you know these three things,
如果你知道这三种解决之道的话，
counseling is over.
那你的辅导已经做好了。
If we know these three things,
如果你知道这三样东西是解决的方法，
for sure God will help whoever we are counseling.
那神就会来帮助我们所需要我们要辅导的对象。
But not only that, but the counselee, right, the members who will be helping, they must also have this kind of faith.
不只是我们自己作为一个辅导者的身份，我们要相信这三件事情，被我们辅导的人，我们也要带领他们，让他们相信这三件事。
So for this next 30 minutes, we don't learn anything else. If we just have these three things in front of us, a solution, that's all we need.
所以我在这节课要我们大家每一个人都记得这三样事情。
For me, when I was working in the world as a counselor,
当我还没有信主前，我在做辅导工作的时候。
Of course, there's many techniques and there's many ways to get across your intervention, right, to the people you're helping. But really, all those things are garbage compared to what God has to offer us.
世界上的学问会教你一些方法，教你一些技巧，说你要怎么样辅导人。但是其实没有神的力量在里面，没有一样东西是有用的。
So let's go to the counseling dunks.
我们来看一下哪些事情是在辅导的时候绝对不能做的事情。
There are certain things in counseling that we should not do.
有一些事情在辅导的过程中我们要试着避免做的。
And first, let me ask you, how many types of counseling are there? Like usually, you know, how many types of counseling out there that we can counsel people with?
我们来问一下，说你知道辅导的方式有哪些吗
？Anyone? Anyone?
有哪些方式可以来辅导人？
For example, the first counseling is individual counseling.
像我举个例子来讲，就是一对一的辅导。
What's the second one?
第二种呢？
What's that? Yes, group counseling. What's the third one?
或者是团体式的辅导，还有第三种呢？
Okay, family. Family can be group counseling, but someone say couple.Couple counseling is very different than group counseling.
除了团体除了个人，除了团体辅导，还有一种就是配偶之间的辅导。
For example, individual counseling.
我们来谈一下个人的辅导。
What some of the dunks that we don't want to do during individual counseling?
当我们在做个人辅导的时候，有哪些事情我们要避免去做的呢
？Anyone?
有没有大家有想到哪一些事情要 不要去做的
？How many of you have counseled someone before? Please raise your hands. In one way or the other, right? In one way or the other.
有多少人有试着辅导人过
？Please raise your hands. Wow, so few of us.
很少人真的举手。
So we can have fun during this class then.、Huh? So what is the dunk?That we should, you know, should not do, right? In individual counseling.
我们有在个人辅导上面有哪些东西我们不应该做的
？Jason, brother, what do you think? Oh, what's that? Okay, say that you know what they're going through.
说你已经知道他们遇到问题是什么。
And this also, you know, it goes across also for group counseling, couple counseling too, right? But individual counseling, what must we should not do? What's the don'ts, right? It's a red flag that you should not do.
在个人的辅导上面有什么事情是我们绝对不能做的，像是一个红旗一样绝对不可以去做的事情。
This is counseling 101, right?
大家来想一想在辅导上面要
做。Actually, it's biblical. What should we do when you have counseling one to one?
那你在做个人辅导的时候什么事情绝对不可以做？
Okay. Do not judge that person right away. Okay.
不要论断这个人。
Okay, maybe I'm not getting my question across. Yeah. Yes. Okay, you do understand the question. Okay. This is what I want, right? Yeah.
就是不要跟异性单独的一对一的做在密室里面做辅导的工作。
This is very basic when it comes to counseling.
因为在辅导的时候，这是一个很基本不能做的事情。
When we counseling an opposite sex, we should not, right, do it in a closed room.
我们不应该在密室里面跟另外一个异性做这种一对一的辅导。
But even nowadays, even you counsel the same sex, sometimes.You know, it also will cause problems because that person maybe they have some kind of tendency for the same sex, right?
但异性这个字也许不是很正确，就是有任何会可能造成感情上面困扰的情况。
For example, one of the sisters she has, I'm giving you an example. So one of the sisters have some kind of lesbian tendency, right? Homosexual tendency.
我知道
Oh, it is for real. You can say example too, yeah, it's an example. But it's happened in the church.
像比方说，假如有一个姐妹，她很可能有同性恋的一点倾向。
So we want to assign a person to counsel the sister of their, you know, homosexual tendency.
我们要选一个人来跟她辅导，然后要跟她谈一谈，就是不要有这种同性恋的倾向。
And first, they want the pastor to counsel her.
所以一开始的时候他们建议说用传道来做这件事情。
But pastor, a lot of them are older, so they're very uncomfortable with this kind of topic.
但是很多传道因为他们年纪的关系或是因为他们文化背景的关系，他们觉得很不是很适合做这一个工作。
So they want someone a little bit older than she is.
那他们就想说找一个稍微比这个姐妹稍微年纪大一点点而已。
So is it better to assign a brother or to assign a sister?
那在这种情况下，大家觉得应该找弟兄来辅导他，还是找姐妹来辅导他
？Brother, okay, brother.
有人建议说用弟兄。
Anyone else?
有没有其他的想法
？Anyone else? Go with the sister, okay.
有人还是建议还是用姐妹。
Couple, couple, okay.
有人建议一对就是夫妻来帮他做。
Actually, yes, more than one person is the most fit, right, for this kind of situation.
事实上，在这种情况下，不要只是一个人来对他是最好的方式。
Don't think, even though she has sexual device, homosexual tendency, that the brother who's counseled her cannot fall in love with her, right?
我们不能假设说，因为他有同性恋的倾向，所以如果用弟兄来跟他辅导的话，他们两个就不会有感情上面问题。
Maybe some brother, maybe go into this kind of fantasy, right? Because it happens.
因为也有可能是那一个弟兄帮他辅导的那个弟兄自己会误会。
Of course, for sister, if this sister know this kind of situation, she would feel very uncomfortable, right? Talking to sister who always seem like look at them the wrong way, right?
如果说我们是派姐妹来做这个工作的话，那个去当辅导者的人也许会觉得很不舒服，因为他会怀疑说这个被辅导的人对他会有不同的想法。
But even for ministers, you know, when we counsel our brothers who have homosexual tendency,
像有的时候传道者需要面对一些弟兄，那他们可能也有同性恋的倾向。
The dynamic in the room is very different.
那你就会觉得跟他们谈话的时候整个气氛觉得怪怪的。
Because everything we do, we must be very careful.
因为你做的任何事情或说的任何话你要很小心。
I remember one time we were at SSC. These two pastors were at SSC.
我记得有一次有两个传道者他们被派去主持一个学生联会。
And at night time, usually one of the brothers would come and try to, you know, ask for counsel.
那常常在晚间休息时间会有不同的弟兄来到传道面前来想要来谈话。
Usually, you know, with three brothers, we just know we get take out, you know, come out of the shower. It's very easy just to put your tank top on, right? And your sweatpants, you just talk, right? Just like, you know, three brothers.
很多时候就是因为三个都是弟兄，所以有的时候我们会因为才洗澡完，所以我们穿的比较随便就来谈。
But after we realize this certain brother is infatuated with one of the pastors, then it's a different whole story, right?
但如果我们发现说这个弟兄他就是他有这方面倾向，然后他看到其中一个传道他对他有意思的话，我们就要小心做任何事情。
And every time that pastor talk, he would turn red in his face, right? Because he feels so shy, right? Because why? Because this brother is, you know, he's like in love with him, right?So it's very difficult.
那因为这样子的情况就会让整件事情变得很尴尬，因为传道每次讲话的时候就会脸红，因为他觉得这个弟兄很像用很痴情的方式看着他。
So, but the main thing is, if we have yes, male and female, we should do our best not to counsel them one to one.
这是特别的例子。那大部分的状况，我们就是要尽量。避免说在密室中有一男一女独处的时候。
Let's go to 2 Samuel.
我们来看一下撒母耳记下。
Chapter 13.
十三章。
Let's read verse 12.
我们来看一下十二节。
Chapter 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 12.
撒母耳记下十三章十二节。
Actually, let's read verse 6 and verse 7 first.
我们先来读一下第六节和第七节。
Verse 6.
第六节
Then Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, Please let Tamar my sister come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight, that I may eat from her hand. Verse 7.
第七节
And David sent home to Tamar, saying, Now go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him. Verse 12.
12节
But she answered him, No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do these disgraceful things. So we can see that during this time, right, that Amnon, he pretend to be sick.
我们在这里可以看到暗嫩他假装他生病了。
And David should never send his daughter Tamar to go there to take care of him.
大卫他不应该把他的女儿送进去说去看这个生病的哥哥。
But when he went over there, many people also were in the room.
当他过去的时候，其实并不是只有他们两个人在房间里而已。
But later on, he asked everyone to go out of the room.
但是暗嫩他因为他有不好的想法，所以他就叫其他人都离开。
Actually, Tamar should also left with them during that time.
所以他玛如果了解这件事的严重性的时候，他就不应该自己单独留在那个屋子里。
But because she did not leave with them, this kind of situation happened.
但是因为他没有做这件事情，所以接下来就有不好的事情发生。
But when she went to her brother's house, actually is to try to help him to from his illness, right? Try to make him feel good about himself.
当他玛他去看他的哥哥的时候，其实他是出于好意，因为他要去探望一个生病的哥哥。
But his intention was very different from what she thought.
但是这个哥哥的想法却不是这么单纯。
So sometimes when we counsel a person,
所以当我们在辅导一个人的时候
，we must be very careful.
我们要非常小心
，because sometimes their intention that they want to see you is way different than what you thought it was.
因为有的时候辅导者认为的原因和被辅导者认为的原因可能很不一样。
So that's why if any pastor want to talk to a sister alone in a room, you should not go.
所以如果派一个传道者男生的传道者说要去跟一个女孩子单独在一个房间里面做辅导，这是很不妥的。
It doesn't matter if he's 40 years old, 60 years old, 80 years old. Sister should not go.
不管这个传道是40岁、60岁还是80岁，不管他的年龄，姐妹都不应该让这件事情发生。
Because this is not appropriate.
因为这是非常不妥的事情。
For you know, individual sister or brother to be in a close room, evenThey are doing counseling.
不要一男一女单独在密室中，即使他们是要做辅导的工作。
And especially for you know for brother and sister, if you communicate with one another often, then it's very easy for both of you to fall in love. It's very easy.
因为很多时候跟异性相处，然后谈话谈心理的话，很容易就会有感情上面的滋生。
So when we do counseling, this is the first thing we must know.
所以当我们在做个人辅导的时候，这是第一件事情我们要知道的事情。
Because in the counseling field in the world, the greatest thing that people encounter is that transference and counter-transference. This means when a person speaks to you, they will fall in love with you or the therapist will fall in love with their clients.
因为在外面的辅导的情况下，很多时候被辅导的人很容易跟辅导者产生感情上面的产生感情。
See, during those 7 years that I was working, actually many women tell me that, oh, Woody, I love you so much, right?
像在我还没有做传道之前，我在外面当心理医生的时候，很多时候都会有女孩子来跟我讲，我的病人跟我讲说他们爱上我了。
And if I'm not careful, I mean, I can just run away with them, right? Because a lot of therapists, this is what happened. They run away with their client somewhere, right? To fall in love.
那很多时候，如果这个心理医生他也不是太小心的话，他也许就也会陷入情网，然后跟他的病患有一些感情上面纠葛。
That's why when you, especially when you counsel members who have a marital problem,
尤其是这种。尤其是我们在辅导有关婚姻上面的问题的时候，要特别小心。
Because of course, when they have marital problem, their husband become like the meanest person to them, right?
因为很多时候，当传道在跟一个太太在谈她婚姻上面问题的时候，这个太太会讲她的丈夫很不好。
And the person who's listening to them, you become the knight shining armor, right?
所以他们就会觉得说，他们去诉苦的这个对象。变成是他们所寄托的对象。
So it's very easy for them to fall in love.
所以很容易这个太太就会对这个辅导他的传道有爱情上面感觉。
So、we must do our best not to counsel opposite sex.
所以我们要第一件要避免的事情就是不要跟异性来做辅导工作。
If not possible, counsel in the common area or with two people or more.
如果可能的话，我们尽量要在比较公开的地方来做辅导工作，或者是两人以上。
So for, or if not possible, this means if you have to counsel a person, you must do it in a, you know, in a common area, into two people or more.
所以如果你需要辅导一个异性的时候，尽量是在公开的地方做，或者是不要只是一对一的方式，要多一点人。
For example, if a sister has a problem.
举个例子来讲，如果有一个姐妹她有一些问题需要解决。
And I try to refer to my wife.
那我就会带她来跟我太太谈。
Then if my wife say, really, I cannot handle this kind of situation,Can you, you know, help me with this kind of situation?
那有的时候，我太太会觉得这个问题太复杂，我没有办法自己解决。那请我跟她一起来解决。
So it's best for my wife and I to counsel that sister together.
所以这种情况下，就是我和我太太两个人一起来辅导这一个姐妹。
But for example, during a seminar,
很多时候也许是在一个研习会的时候
，My wife is not around.
我太太也许不在旁边。
And usually I have to talk to brothers and sisters.
那很多时候我需要跟一些弟兄姐妹来聊。
So when I talk to sisters, I cannot bring them to a closed door, an isolated place to speak to them. But we should do in a sense that in the kitchen area, right, in a dining hall, so everybody also can see us what we are doing.
那当如果有姐妹来跟我来谈她的问题的时候，我没办法找我太太一起来，因为我是在别的地方参加这个研习会，所以我能做的事情就是跟这个姐妹谈，但是在大家都看得到我们的地方，也许是在餐厅里面，也许是在会堂里面，但大家都可以看到我们的地方。
Even then, there's a danger.
即使是用这种方式，其实还是有危险。
If you talk often to that individual person, and then sooner or later, even in the common area, you have some kind of feeling for one another.
这样子的做法是稍微好一点方式，但还是不是最好的方式。因为你如果常常跟一个人谈话，听他的想法的话，即使你们是在大家公开的场合，你们难免也会对对方开始有一些感情上面的依附。
Yeah, I'm sorry, I need to go a little bit faster.
我需要快一点。
I have a lot of things to share with you, but
因为我有很多东西要跟大家谈，可是时间很有限。
It's so important for you to discuss with one another too.
但我更希望你们在讨论的时间多一点。
And when we counsel a person, do not use the word I too often when advising.
当我们在辅导人的时候，我们不要一直用我这个字。
So why is it important not to use the word I when we are advising a person?
为什么在辅导人家的时候不要常常用我这个字呢？
Anyone?
有没有人有
Why we shouldn't use the word I too often?
为什么不应该用我这个字？
What's that? Yes, first, it's not about us. It's about them.
因为在辅导的时候我们要做的事情是听这个被辅导的人发生的事情，而不是在谈论我们辅导者自己的 身上的事。
What else?
还有什么原因？
What can be the side effect, right? If you use I so often?
如果你常常用我这个字，当你在跟人家辅导的时候，会有什么样不好的不好的后遗症？
What's that?So maybe we sound so authoritative and also very subjective, right, from a person.
因为这样子会让辅导的人讲的话很主观，好像只是他自己的想法。
But what's some of the side effect? What else?
有什么后遗症？
Yes, that's very important, right? Because when you say I, this means the person who's listening, they think, oh, if you tell me the right answer, they praise you. If you don't write, tell them the right answer, then they blame on you, right?
因为这用了太多我这个字的时候，你就会有一个后遗症，是这些意见是你个人给他的意见，所以他照着做，如果他失败或是成功，全部都是你的责任。
That's why biblical counseling is very easy.
所以我们讲说照着圣经的话来做辅导是比较容易的事情。
We just go to the Bible and share the word of God with them.
因为我们用的是神的话来跟他们辅导。
Of course we use psalms and we use hymns and we use praise, we use, you know, many things in the Bible to comfort them.
因为你用的是诗篇里面的话，你用的是颂赞神的话来跟他们辅导。
Just like that time when my adopted father was dying in the hospital.
就像我的养父他过世的时候。
No matter what I say to him, he cannot, you know, be joyful.
就在他快离世前，不管我跟他讲什么话，他都快乐不起来。
Because he's dying.
因为他已经快要离世了。
There's no word that I can express to him to tell him, you know, make him joyful.
我不管说什么样的话都不能帮助他的病痛，所以他不能快乐起来。
But during that time, my wife and I just read the book of Psalm to him.
那在那个时候，我和我太太就常常念诗篇里面的篇来念给他听。
And that's only time we realize that he can fall asleep in peace.
然后我们就发现，当我们在念诗篇里面的话给他听的时候，他就能安详的睡着。
Because during that time he was so afraid to fall asleep. Why? Because he believed that if he fall asleep, he will not wake up again.
他那个时候很不喜欢睡觉，因为他每次都想到他一睡觉可能就睁不开眼睛了。
But when we use the word I, it is no longer biblical counseling.
所以如果我们在辅导人家的时候太常用我这个字，我们就不是在用圣经的话来辅导人家。
So we use the word I, any conclusion that's come up, you know, with the person we are counseling, then we have to take responsibility with it.
因为当我们一直用我这个字的时候，后果造成的不管是什么结果，这个人会怪到我们头上来。
And couple counseling.
第二个就是夫妻之间的辅导。
What is the first thing we should not do in couple counseling?
有什么是我们不能做的事情，在做夫妻的辅导的时候，第一件不要做的事情。
What should we not do?
什么东西是我们不要做的？
What's that? Take the side. Yes, take the side. Very important, right?
那在做夫妻辅导的时候，第一件事不要做的就是不要选边站。
And quite often we do counseling. This is the biggest mistake that we make.
但很多人在做夫妻辅导的时候，第一件会犯的错误就是选边站。
If a couple go to a woman therapist, the woman therapist sometimes make mistake on side with the wife, right?
因为很多时候，如果夫妻间有问题，然后去找一个女性的辅导员讲话的时候，很可能那个女性的辅导员会比较能同情太太那一边。
And vice versa with the husband.
那有时候遇到的是男性的辅导员，他就比较能同情丈夫这一边。
What else? What else?
还有什么是不能做的？
Okay, maybe we can talk about later. Then, okay. Okay, do not speak only to one person.
第一个不要做的事情就是不要只听一边的故事。
This couple counseling, right?
这是一个夫妻的辅导。
So this means when we do counseling, both parties must be there at the same time.
所以当我们在做辅导的时候，我们要确定丈夫和太太都在现场。
Why? Because if you talk to the wife first or the husband first, of course they're going to plead their case, right? Then you're going to, you know, automatically going to, you know, go on their side.
因为不管我们先谈，我们如果只跟一个人谈，不管我们谈话的对方是丈夫或是太太，我们都先听到他那一面的故事，我们就很容易选他那一面站。
But when we go on their side, then when the husband and the wife come as a couple, then we cannot retract what, you know, what we have expressed to the first person we spoke to already.
因为如果我们先这样做的话，那将来我们把两个人都带到我们面前来谈话的时候，你就没有办法再反驳你原先讲的话了。
Yes, these do not listen to only one side.
所以不能只听一边的故事。
Not only listen, we also cannot take sides.
而且我们不能选边站。
This is the most crucial when it comes to couple counseling.
所以在做夫妻辅导的时候，这是最重要的一件事情。
Of course, sometimes when you listen to two couple, or when to a couple,
有的时候当你听一对夫妇在谈这件事情的时候
，You know the husband is right, right? This time you listen to both of them, you know the husband is right.
有的时候你已经听到两边，你两个人都在现场，但是你知道这个先生做对了。
And you know the wife is wrong.
那你知道错的那一方是太太。
But even then you cannot take side.
但即使是这样的情况下，你都不可以选边站。
But you must find a way to let the wife know that the husband is right, or vice versa.
你的工作是让这个太太从谈话中慢慢自己发现说他做错了。
But if we use the word I to counsel them, of course, automatically we are taking side without even knowing it.
但是如果你在跟他们谈话过程中，你一直用我这个字的话，他们就会很明显觉得你已经选了哪一边站。
Just use the Bible.
要用圣经上的话。
And pray for them.
而且要帮他们祷告。
We cannot go wrong when we quote the Bible when we counsel a person.
我们在做辅导工作，如果我们都是用圣经上的话来教他们的话，我们不可能做错任何事情。
Of course, you must be filled with the Spirit of God.
然后你还要有圣灵的帮助。
Sometimes we use the Word of God also to, you know, to say things that is not, you know, right in the eyes of God also.
因为有的时候你也许引错了圣经上的话，因为你圣灵不够充满。
I mean, Satan also counseled Eve, right?
因为我们知道撒旦也跟夏娃讲话。
Because there's a time Eve, you know, was talking to Eve, saying, "Yeah, you will not die. Don't worry about, right? When you eat of that forbidding fruit."
因为撒旦跟夏娃讲话的时候，就跟他讲说，不用担心，你就算吃了善恶果，你也不会马上死掉。
Of course, it's also, you know, for him, he thinks he, you know, for Eve, that's why she was so confused.、Right?
所以撒旦的方式就是让人家觉得很混淆。
But of course, we know the, you know, conclusion of that story.
但我们都知道后来结局是什么样子。
And also group counseling.
然后最后一个，我们来谈一下团体的辅导。
What some of the don'ts that we should not
do? 有什么在团体辅导上面我们不应该做的事情？哪些事
？Anyone have anyone do group counseling before?
有没有人有过这样的经验做团体的辅导
？No one.What about doing seminar? If you work as a counselor, this and that, you talk to a group of youth, right, in a circle. It's also group counseling.
你有的时候去参加学生联欢会，或者是参加研习会的时候，有的时候你是那个辅导员，然后你是对一整班的学生在辅导。
In any group, we should not have more than 10 to 12 people.
我们要注意的就是在做团体辅导的时候，这个团体不要太大，也许10到12个人。
And why is this important?
为什么这是很重要的呢？
If we have more than 12 people, for example, why is it, you know, we should not do that? Why?
如果这个组很大，大到超过12个人，有什么坏处？
Grace, any thoughts, sister? Yes. One of the main reasons, actually, if you have more than so many people, we cannot focus on anyone.
因为当你在做这件事情的时候，如果那么大的一个团体，你很难去听每一个人讲话，所以你就不能照顾到每一个人。
So that's why the smaller group the better.
所以做团体辅导的时候，最好小团体就好了。
Because we can give each one of them our attention.、Right?
因为我们这样才有足够的时间足够的精力看每一个人的问题。
Then it's easier to control.
也比较容易能控制整个情况。
And don't let a person dominate the group.
而且不要让任何一个人来变成一个主导的地位。
See, during Bible study, usually this is what happened.
在很多时候，我们在研读圣经的，在团体中研读圣经的时候，有的时候会发生这种事情。
A Bible study is not a sermon giving.
当我们在研读圣经，在小团体里面研读圣经的时候，并不是只是在听道理。
Bible study must share with one another.
我们在读在查经的时候是大家互相分享。
So that's why anyone who's in the group, we must be able to allow them to speak because sometimes during Bible study, no one to speak. So that's why a person ended up giving a sermon during Bible study.
因为在查经的时候，查经的场合跟听到的场合是不一样，听到的场合都是一个人在讲话，但查经的场合我们希望大家能分享自己个人经验。
And do not start late.
不要太晚开始。
Why is it so important when we do group counseling, we should not start late? Why is it so important?
为什么在做团体辅导的时候不可以迟到，不要太晚开始呢？
Peter.Okay, we start late. This means we're gonna rush to finish it, right?
因为我们如果迟到开始的话，那我们就不够时间，也许就草草结束。
But most time when we start late, we always end late.
那很多时候是我们很晚开始，然后结果也拖得比较晚。
Any other reason why we should not start late?
还有什么原因是不应该迟到才开始？
If we have a group of 10 people.
如果我们有十个人的团体，我们需
要辅导。Always the two to three people always on time.
那每一次都是只有那两三个人准时到达。
So because they're on time, they're just waiting for us to start. And then for those who do not come on time, we wait for them. We give them the reward, right? In the sense that they don't come on time, so we wait for them. This is not right.
很多时候是那两三个准时到的人，他们反而受苦，因为他们需要等，因为我们反而让那些迟到的人得到好处，因为他们迟到，我们一直等他们开始。
So sooner or later, two, three people will not come on time.
所以慢慢的就会越来越少人愿意准时到。
And sometimes, of course, when we do group counseling, people always have something else to do afterwards. So we must fix the time and then go with this time.
因为团体的辅导很重要一件事情就是准时开始，准时结束，所以别人本来接下来要做的事情还可以继续发生。
And the thing with sermon given, I give sermon before, there's only two, three people in the audience, and that's fine.
有的时候当我在正道的时候下面只有两三个人。
Because the rest of the people came late, and then what can you do? They are late.
因为这两三个人是准时到的，其他人还没有到，可是无所谓，我还是准时开始。
But we should not punish the people who comes early.
因为我们永远不可以是处罚那些准时到的人。
5 common counseling errors.
我们现在来谈一下五种最容易在辅导上面犯的错误。
The first one, giving advice without listening.
第一个是不听人家讲完就开始给意见。
Because there's a don't give quick counsel or advice before carefully listening.
在你还没有很小心的听完人家叙述整件事情之前，你就急着下结论。
And try to understand people's emotion and thought.
那很多时候我们要试着了解别人的想法和人家的情绪。
But without listening, we cannot understand their emotion and their thoughts.
但如果你没有仔细的听他来叙述的话，你就没有办法去了解他的情绪。
When people speak out, right? Of course, words come out of their mouth, but doesn't mean this is how they feel inside their heart and inside their mind.
很多时候，当人家在谈事情的时候，他不见得马上把他心里的话完完全全讲出来。
And also try to understand body language and not just words.
所以这种时候，你就不是只听他在讲什么，你也要注意他身体的反应。
That's why, you know, in the counseling field, we never counsel people on the phone because we cannot see their body gesture.
所以在当我在做辅导的工作的时候，我们从来不用电话上面来辅导，因为用电话上面你就看不到他的人的反应。
Because sometimes even though people sound happy, but you look at their body gesture and stuff, they are not happy at all. Then you can tell, you can counsel them correctly.
因为有的时候，也许这个人讲的话内容好像他很快乐，可是其实你从他的身体上面一些姿势，你就看得出来他并不是真的快乐。
And make our goal to deeply understand our members.
我们的目标，我们把我们目标设成我们要深入的了解我们的弟兄姐妹。
If this is not our goal, and then we will not carefully listen to them, we will not try to understand their emotion, their thoughts, and we don't want to look at their body language.
因为如果我们不把这个当作我们目标的话，我们就会很懒得看他们反应，很懒得去仔细听人家到底在讲什么。
And ask lots of questions.
然后最后一样是要常常的问问题。
To know what they're feeling.
因为我们问很多问题，我们就可以慢慢了解他们到底想的是什么。
Because Bob said, you know, my listening score. So when we break up into group, we'll discuss about this. No, you know, what is our listening score?
当我们分组来讨论的时候，我们来谈一谈说你个人，你觉得你作为倾听者的角色，你做得好不好？
Showing a judgment or condemning spirit, this is also the second error.
然后第二个常犯的错误就是变成一个论断人的角色。
The council may have committed a great sin, but we cannot give the message that we are condemning them.
虽然也许被我们 被我们辅导的人他也许犯了一个罪，犯了很大的罪，但是我们即使是这样，我们也不能露出来像是在论断人的样子。
Just like the woman who caught right-handed in adultery.
就像在圣经里面记载那个犯了奸淫的妇女。
Everybody want to condemn her.
每一个人都想定她的罪。
We must identify sin as sin.
我们一定要针对罪来定罪。
But share our concern and our sorrow with the person we are counseling.
但是针对犯罪的那个人，我们要表现出我们的为他的难过和我们为他关心。
And our goal is to restore the counselee.
因为我们的目标是想要救这个人。
And stay humble. We have committed lots of sins ourselves.
而且还有一个很重要的事情是我们自己要谦虚，因为我们自己也犯了很多罪。
And sometimes this is the third error. We talk too much.
第三个可能犯的错误就是你讲太多了。
Because speeches really work, right, in counseling.
因为在辅导的过程中，其实讲的话并不是太大的用处。
And get members involved in discussion.
我们希望的是那个人多讲一些。
Ask members if they would like to make changes in their life. This is the most important part.
我们要跟辅导者问他说，被辅导的人说，你需不需要做一个改变？
Because when we help members work on something they identify, they are more likely to get involved.
因为我们如果主动问我们的弟兄姐妹说，你想要怎么样改变，你想要做什么样改变，他比较愿意参与这件事。
And the fourth one.
第四个不能做，不要做。
Giving worldly advice.
就是给世界上的意见。
Worldly advice is a dime a dozen, right? Too many out there already.
因为外面世界上面给的意见已经很多了，在各方面都可以出现。
Just like on talk radio, television shows, self-help books, and etc. There's so many, you know, things out there that you know they give the worldly advice.
所以很多时候在报章杂志上面或者电视上面或者听收音机都会讲这些事情。
But when we counsel a person, we have the opportunity to help others turn to God and learn how to apply the Bible truth. This is time when we can do counseling.
但是当我们在做辅导工作的时候，其实我们就是有这个机会让这个人被辅导者他能转向神，然后开始学习真正的用圣经化话语在他生活。
Give biblical advice.
所以我们要用圣经话来做辅导。
And do not give unscriptural advice because we feel sorry for the members.
也不能因为我们对他有同情心，所以我们就给他跟圣经不符合的道理。
This can be one of the biggest mistakes when we do biblical counseling.
在很多时候，我们在教会里面做辅导，这可能是我们做的很容易犯的错。
We counsel them, we share with them the thing that they want to hear, not what is right.
因为很多时候，因为我们对他有同情心，所以我们就想要讲一些他想听的话，而不是针对圣经上的道理。
The fifth mistake is not suggesting to follow up.
第五个会犯的错误就是没有跟进的动作。
No, when the widow in the First King chapter 4 verse 3 verse 5 talking about the widow who the, you know, the people gonna come take her two sons to be slaves.
那在列王记上这里提到一个故事，就是一个寡妇她的儿子要被人家带走。
So Elisha was counseling her.
那以利沙要跟她要辅导她。
Then whenBefore she leave, he gave her things to do, right, for follow up to their discussion.
所以在伊丽莎她辅导完她要离开这个妇人之前，她给她一些像家庭作业一样她要做的事情。
So help others choose something to do as follow up.
所以当我们在辅导人的时候，我们要帮她想一些他们能做的事情，继续跟进下去。
And follow up is mostly likely to be complete if it is mutually agreed on.
而这些跟进的动作比较可能成功，如果这个人也同意要做这件事。
Members are much more likely to change if they make plans to follow up by starting something or doing something activity related to what they have discussed.
因为当我们谈完一段话之后，如果我们没有很快的给他一些计划的话，也许人家就会忘记。所以如果有计划，就比较有可能真的发生。
So now we're going to break into groups.
现在我们要分组来讨论。
And I'm sorry I have to rush so quickly the last couple of slides.
因为时间上的关系，我们刚刚用很快的讲完刚刚要讲的事情。
So the first one is please share the counseling don'ts pertaining to individual, couple, and group counseling.
我们现在分组讨论的时候，我们来分享一下自己的经验，然后哪一些这些不该做的这些容易犯的错误。
And why are these don'ts important for effective counseling?
然后我们来谈一下为什么犯这样的错误会影响你辅导的成效。
Second, please discuss and share the five common errors in counseling.
然后我们再来谈一下刚刚提到的这五个最常犯的错误。
And evaluate ourselves from 1 to 10 how bad we are, right? And these five different things.
然后我们针对这五个很容易犯的错误，我们用一到十来试着做一下自我的评估，看自己做到多少。
For example, do we give advice without listening?
第一个常常犯的错误就是没有仔细聆听就开始下结论。
Do we show judgmental and condemning spirit?
或者是我们知道人家犯罪，我们就用定罪的态度。
Do we talk too much during counseling?
第三个是我们谈的太多。
Do we give worldly advice?
第四个是我们给他们世界上面的教导。
And after we speak, we never give the counseling any kind of follow up to do after our discussion.
第五个就是没有做任何跟进的计划。
Okay, did anybody understand this?
大家都可以了解我们接下来要讨论的了吗？
Let's break into groups, and the English group we're going to go in the back, and then the two groups earlier that Pastor Chiu have split it, and then we just go with that, those two groups.
我们刚刚分组的时候的方式，我们就照着这样的 分的方式，英文组就到最后面去，然后中文就在这里面分成两组。
And we'll leave this on the projector.
我会把题目留在黑板上。
Let's break to a group.
我们现在分组。